had to make the call. You had to make the call, and I think we'd do it again.
That was Steve Gast, president and CEO of NewPen, a regional less-than-truckload company based in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, talking about his decision to close the entire company as Hurricane Sandy approached last fall. This is Bill Cassidy, senior editor at the Journal of Commerce, and welcome to the JOC Trucking Podcast. Hurricane Sandy caused more than $70 billion of damage in New York State alone. Close to 300 people in total, from the Caribbean to the Northeast, died in the superstorm. It may not seem surprising in retrospect that any company in its path would choose to shut down. But shutting down a trucking operation with 22 terminals from the Jersey coast to the Great Lakes and Baltimore to Maine is not easy. I interviewed Steve Gast and his Vice President of Operations, Sean Nolan, earlier in February at NewPen headquarters in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Let's hear them talk about the process that led them to decide to close the company on October 28.
As of Friday, I believe that was October 26th, as of Friday evening, when we walked away for the weekend, we thought this was going to be a Tuesday event. And we scheduled conference calls for Sunday afternoon to just get back together as a management team. And then we also we had a second call on Sunday afternoon with our managers, our local managers. And by that time, the weather forecast had changed, and it looked as if it was going to be a Monday event, a Monday afternoon event. So, and we were already getting feedback from some of the shore communities, and particularly New Jersey and the metro New York area. States of emergency were already being addressed or put in force. We had a, if you recall, there was a second storm that was coming up the Appalachians from the south that was also predicting, you know, heavy snowfall in the western part of Virginia and, you know, coming up the Appalachian spine into West Virginia and into our territory. So you had a lot of moving parts on the weather. So, again, at our 4 o'clock conference on Sunday afternoon, that would have been the 28th, in addition to an update on when Sandy was going to hit land, we also had some projections on wind. And the wind projections, in some cases, for Monday, were predicted to have gusts of 70 and 80 miles an hour as far west as Buffalo. Now, at that point in time, it was we just made a decision that, look, yeah, could we put a few people out in Pittsburgh or Buffalo or Rochester? Probably so, but why take the chance? I mean, we knew the eastern half of our system was going to have to be shut down, say from Reading, Pennsylvania, east. That would have been basically the I-95 corridor from Baltimore all the way up to Boston. We knew that was going to have to be shut down on Monday and then Tuesday also, because that's when the aftermath of the storm was going to be hanging around. So that's sort of generally how that came about.
Steve Gast was right to be concerned about those high winds. As Hurricane Sandy approached on October 29th, bridges from the Tappan Zee across the Hudson in New York to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge outside of Annapolis in Maryland were shut down because of high winds. In fact, the entire transportation grid from Washington, D.C. to Boston was thrown into crisis. Many states restricted truck traffic, including Pennsylvania, NewPen's home state, and in the case of Connecticut, even vehicular traffic of all types except for emergency vehicles. That meant that many long-haul drivers active in the area were forced to find places to weather out the storm. In effect, they were stranded. That's exactly the situation that NewPen wanted to avoid by closing down on October 28th. Let's hear a bit more about how events unfolded at NewPen on October 29.
I mean, the fact of the matter is we had management people in terminals on Monday to help facilitate that whole communication process. Now, everybody was giving 4-hour updates. I know Sean and his group had conference calls on a regular basis, and then it was sort of like, okay, get out and let the storm pass, and then when it appears to be safe, let's start checking our facilities out. We were able to access all our facilities except South Kearney
on Tuesday.
Late Tuesday.
That's correct.
One of the things we had done on Friday was to make sure every manager had every employee's home phone number, cell phone number. We wanted to be able to get in touch with our employees and update them sometime Sunday as to what was going on. So that was turned out to be as simple as it sounds. It turned out to be one of the better moves we made. You might think that that would have been sort of a commonsensical approach by everyone. Well, when you have this much at risk, you got to really get down to the details. So that was a big issue, quite frankly. I mean, again, keep in mind, in the hardest hit areas, people weren't going to try to go to work anyway. So you didn't have to, it wasn't like you had to try to find every person in New Jersey and tell them, don't come to work. The governor had taken care of most of that. And now, again, we've got tractors at all these facilities, trailers. Everybody had sort of locked things down as best they could. Don't have trailers under trees to the extent there's any trees bumping up against our property lines, things like that, just to try to protect things as best we could.
Did you have to move equipment, relocate it to safer ground in some circumstances? Was there time to really do a lot of that?
Well, we did some of that, but quite frankly, with this this event turning into a Monday event from Tuesday, we didn't have the opportunity to move as much as we may have liked. We got some of our equipment in, quote, higher ground, but I think at the time we were really more concerned about wind.
Absolutely.
Getting things positioned where, 80-mile-an-hour gusts wouldn't flip trailers over or things like that. So we didn't move nearly as much equipment as, in retrospect, we might have liked to, but the timing wasn't there.
By shutting down on October 28, New Penn was able to assure that its employees would be kept out of harm's way when Sandy came ashore on the 29th. By Tuesday the 30th, New Penn was able to assess the damage that had been done to its network. Fortunately, that damage was minimal. Only one terminal was knocked out of commission, and that was the facility in South Kearney, New Jersey, which was flooded when Hurricane Sandy sent surge waters up the Hackensack River. By the afternoon of the 29th, New Penn was working to reopen. However, getting started again wouldn't be easy.
We became a warehouse for a number of our customers. Mm-hmm. Because they couldn't accept deliveries. And we understood that. So, again, it's, okay, we've got 7 shipments for customer X. Put them on a trailer and secure them, and we'll deliver them when they can take it. Mm-hmm. So we were a warehouse/trucking company there for probably the next almost 2 weeks.
Several weeks.
Well, I mean, for us, internally at least, the recovery was focused on South Kearney. So we were... And to use the trucking world's language, we were cleaned up there by the end of November. Incidentally, we said we opened up on Wednesday the 31st. Wednesday was just a monster day for pickups. So the whole Northeast had experienced this issue of, look, there's no trucks out there to put my freight on, And even if I find a truck in Buffalo, it's not going to New York for several days. So then it took us till the end of that month, though, to really get back up and running in South Kearney on a fluid basis. During that time, again, our Trenton facility took over a lot of the activity for that territory. All the customer calls were routed into here. I mean, our systems allow us to divert calls from one facility to another. So we had enough technology in place to where we could run the business without necessarily having the facility where it was. So. Our recovery process was focused on South Kearney and getting fluid in our system, which we did by the end of November.
New Penn rebounded from Hurricane Sandy, but shutting down a trucking operation, even for 2 days, comes with a cost. When trucks aren't rolling, as we know, they're not making money. In fact, they're costing their owners money. So what was the cost to New Penn of shutting down its operations during Hurricane Sandy?
You've got to look at it a couple of different ways. I mean, I don't have a number on top of my head. I mean, the fact of the matter is over half or more of our customers weren't going to be open anyway. So you run the risk of having drivers out there not being able to do what they normally do, not to mention you run the risk of them getting in trouble, getting stranded somewhere. So, you know, in our mind, the least cost path is the one we took. Namely, let's hold back and let's communicate to our customers, let's communicate to our employees what we're doing, why we're doing it, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can, which is what we did on late Tuesday afternoon in some cases, as Sean said, and then on Wednesday it was somebody hit the green flag or hit the button around 7 in the morning, and it was crazy around here for the next 24 hours.
Thanks to Steve Gast and Sean Nolan of New Penn for sharing their story with us. For more information on this story, see the February 18th issue of the Journal of Commerce or visit us online at www.joc.com. Do a search for New Penn and Hurricane Sandy.